broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Fabulous. The SBS Championship at Kapalua's Plantation Course. You know, you can park at the Lahaina Civic Center and a Roberts tour bus will take you up to the course. You get off and then there it is. There is the first tee and there's Jerry King announcing on the first tee. And then you can just walk the entire plantation course. It's an absolutely spectacular day at the SBS Championship at Kapalua. The Tournament of Champions is 32 players. They have 109 PGA Tour wins altogether, led by Dustin's 12 career wins, and his 3 wins in the 2016 U.S. Open Golf Championship. Of course, we've got Jason Day. We've had a fabulous 2 rounds of golf. We're going into day 3. It's moving day. It is a no-cut event. So Mark Rolfing is joining us. Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf Channel. So the founder and president of the Golf Alliance. Good morning, Mark. You know, watching these, you on, I think it was on Monday on Golf Channel, and you were standing and behind you was this torrential rain and this river of water was flowing down the mountainside. And I said, it's not going to ruin this tournament.
No, I was hoping it wouldn't, but you might have seen me on my phone. I was booking a flight to the mainland just in case it did last all week long. But somehow, you know, we've got a lucky charm here, and that's happened before. We've had bad rain on the weekend before. It's changed the way the course is playing, but the views the last few days have been spectacular, and it's going to be another great day out here. So everything's just fine.
It is. Now, it's lush because it's been, what, it rained 52 of 57 days in the last 60? And the grass has a feeling to it. I mean, walking through it is almost difficult. It's harder to walk. I can't imagine trying to hit a ball out of this rough.
It's definitely different, Danielle. And it's funny, I made a comment the other day on Golf Channel saying that we really are going through some climate change here. And, of course, people took exception to that, some people. But when we built this golf course back in the late 80s, we did rain studies on these pineapple fields that went back 60 years. And we did wind studies. And it was interesting. The weather patterns were so consistent. The trade winds blew here 320 days a year for 6 decades prior to building this course. And we've had 2 trade wind years in the last 10 tournaments. So something is changing. It's way wetter. And the wind's coming out of a different direction.
All the time. And when we talk about microclimates, that time when we had that, was it 3 or 4 years ago?
That north front sitting up there, yeah, horrendous.
And we had just 2 holes unplayable. So the guys on one part of the course were saying, why is the horn going off? Why are we stopping play? And the guys on the 2 holes with the flags going perpendicular to the ground saying, well, it's because my ball won't stop oscillating on the green. So yes, we're definitely experiencing different weather, but this, I mean, if you're watching Golf Channel and you really have to check it out, it is really those colors. They're not doing anything to tweak the colors to make them look prettier. It really, if anything, it's even more beautiful when you're here.
Well, yes, and you know, they're sort of training us now to say these are live shots when we show the whales. Everybody thinks that video footage that's in a library somewhere over in Honolulu. But, you know,
I like the way the course is playing
better now than it was earlier in the week. It is starting to dry out. That's what it was designed for. But the interesting thing is, and I believe this tournament's going to be here for a long time into the future. And we've had a couple of conversations this week about how we're going to have to make some adjustments. I think we'll have to build a few new tees if we're here another decade. And I think we'll probably, maybe bunkers could add some, but it's a different golf course than when it opened back in 1991, no doubt.
Will you bring Corin Crenshaw in?
Absolutely. You know, this is their baby. This was their first design. A lot of people don't know, Danielle, that Bill Corin and Ben Crenshaw had never worked together on a project until this one. And they're very proud of it. And they've been home watching the last 4 days. And I think they like most of what they're seeing, but there's a couple places where there's some low spots in the fairways and the balls are sticking and then bouncing a little bit sideways. And I think what they really wanted when they built the course was to have it be a running out kind of course. And so I think you may see some modifications down the line that'll guarantee even in wet conditions, it will run out a little bit more.
From what I understand, there is an agreement for the facilities for another couple of years here at Kapalua. And now SBS jumped in when no one stepped up. Do you see a tournament sponsor in the near future?
Absolutely, I do. You know, SBS has a long-term contract for this tournament that was nearly a decade-long contract. They were always intending to be the sponsor. Effectively, what happened for the years that Hyundai came, Hyundai sort of subleased their apartment for a nice little stretch.
Wow.
So that was not really a surprise. Hyundai is a huge client of SBS, and this was a really good fit for Hyundai. But down the line, there's no doubt in my mind there'll be a new sponsor. Because, you know, the one thing you absolutely have to have a successful tournament is the support of the players. And I think more this week than any other week, you're hearing from guys like Jason Day and Jordan Spieth, and they're saying, you know what, there's no place like this. There's no better place to start the season. You know, anytime I win a tournament, I'm going to be here. A sponsor isn't going to get that kind of security at every, you know, tournament every week. So I am quite bullish on the future. And yes, I think there will be a sponsor.
It was a very interesting dinner that we had. It was wonderful that SBS and, of course, Truant Golf hosted us on the Thursday for the media dinner. And Dana Garmany, the CEO, I believe, of Truant, talked about what he said he wanted to do something to make it so that all of the players start coming. I mean, our Aussies come, right? And we get our North Americans, they come. It's the Europeans. It's such a distance away. Did he give you any idea how he'd like to maybe get those other players here?
No, he really didn't. He's right. You know, the Europeans are noticeably absent. But when you think about how the world of golf has changed, Danielle, the race to Dubai now finishes the second week in December. And the big tournaments in the Middle East start in 2 weeks in Abu Dhabi. Everybody's got to have an off season. I am totally convinced that until an off season is created in golf, just like all the other major sports have, and it could be a short off season if it's just a month or 6 weeks. If there is an off season, then you can schedule around it. When you don't have a scheduled off season and it goes just around the clock, guys are going to make their own off season. And the problem is when guys are making their own off season, different players from different regions make them at different times. So right now, the off-season for the Europeans is now. Adam Scott's in the same boat. If he's going to be loyal to his country,
yes,
Australia, and play in the Australian Open and play in the Australian PGA in December, then something's got to give. 10 years from now, there's going to be a world tour. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't know that they'll call it that, but there will be some sanity to the schedule, and then I think you'll see the elite events, like the Tournament of Champions, sitting in dates where everybody can play that's eligible.
Because you're talking about an off season that has to include the European Tour,
absolutely,
the PGA Tour, all the tours having an off season. Because as you said, they're still playing. When the FedEx Cup is over, then they're going for the race to Dubai, and they're gearing up for the same thing that we've been gearing up toward when we do the FedEx Cup. So we need now. What about moving? What about moving the calendar for the Sony Open? And we've talked about this before, and the Tournament of Champions, the SBS Tournament of Champions, to another time in the year.
You know, we never really envisioned playing as early in January as some of the years that this tournament fits into the schedule. It's particularly difficult because this is a resort, and Christmas and New Year's is the busiest time of year.
For the resort.
And so to have that holiday period directly in front of the tournament is difficult. The issue is the Sony Open is tied to the hip of the Tournament of Champions. You're not moving one tournament, you're moving two. I think everybody recognizes the fact that even if we could find another week, go back a week later, and have the tournament of champions in the week that Sony's in now, and then Sony in the following week, that would make a huge difference. That would mean that a tournament, let's say like Career Builder, would have to move to the beginning of the season. But the Bob Hope always was the beginning of the season when I grew up in the game.
Yeah.
In the desert. I don't think it's impossible. PGA Tour is working hard on looking at all this. They understand the challenges out here in Hawaii, and I'm fully confident that they're going to give it every possible look they can and come up with a long-term plan that works. I don't think, you know, the fall is a possibility anymore. Frankly, as tournaments get added in Korea and Malaysia and places like that, moving to Hawaii events into October or November, where we used to play at Kapalua, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, okay. We've got Bob Bupka, voice of golf, standing by, talk sports analyst, and of course, host of the Grill Room Golf Show. And Bob, are you with us?
I certainly am with you, and I'm proud to be with you. You already mentioned it. I heard about, you know, what you said about Troon and all the wonderful work they're trying to do here, and a lovely dinner they had for us. And that's when I was able to really find out something special that Mark Rolfing's involved in. I mean, I think I woke up the last couple of nights saying, President Obama, Tiger Woods, Mark Rolfing. Wow. I mean, to mention that in the same breath. But I have a question for Mark. Who made the first call to Tiger Woods to see if he would get involved in the magnificent project? And you can tell us what that project is, but who made that first call of Tiger is what I'm interested in.
Well, that call, Bob, was made by the President of the United States. The project you're referring to is in Chicago, which is President Obama's hometown. And it is going to be, I think, a project that has a chance of really changing the face of the game of golf everywhere. I think it's going to be a model for the future of particularly sustainable urban golf. But as you can imagine, I was leaning quite heavily toward Coor and Crenshaw. I had Ben Crenshaw out on the site in July looking at it, talking with him about it. But the President of the United States made the call to Tiger Woods late in July, and I haven't told this story yet, but apparently the way the call went was he said, hey, Tiger, there's some guy up in Chicago working on my golf course. Can you find out what's going on? And I think you ought to go up and be in charge of the restoration of that course. Of course, some guy was me. You know, and when I heard that, and when the possibility to have Tiger involved came about, it just it created a whole new level of opportunities and initiatives that could be created. And I talked to Tiger quite a bit about the kind of commitment I thought he had to make to it. You know, I said, you've got to be all in on this, and all in is all in. That's not part in, that's all in. And he had a chance a couple of times to walk away from it in the fall, and I actually thought maybe he might for a couple of different reasons, but he is just so intrigued by the site, which is right on the lake, Michigan, and, you know, with the empty golf courses and kids everywhere and nobody playing golf. And he just kept saying to me one day, where are all the kids? We need to get the kids out here. So that's what excites me more than anything.
You know what you said to me, though, about free golf? That was like, you say, and it just resonated, it echoed. Kids under 17 play free all the time.
All the time. You know, so many times you see marketing ploys in golf where they say, oh, you know, we got a $40 rate or we got a $60 rate or kids play free. And then you start looking at the fine print or call up a pro shop or something, you realize it's after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Or particularly with kids, you know, they say, yeah, you can play free, but then you have to play with your parents. Well, most parents are working these days, and it's just not possible. And so the theory here is that kids are going to be able to play free any time of day, any day, and they're going to be able to get instruction, and they're going to be able to learn how to become game. And if we don't grow the game with our kids, it's never going to grow. That's where we have to grow the game.
You know, what I talked to you about months ago was the Alawai and an idea to completely kind of not change the Alawai so much as restore it, to sort of to fluff it up, to make it playable, but just to renovate it and to make it shiny again and to add some structures around it. When you talked about the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance, and you're the founder and the president, this is Mark Rolfing, you know him as NBC and Golf Channel analyst, and here he's really, this is a legacy move. This is huge. Do you see what you envision for the Alawai possibly still coming to fruition?
I do. The Alawai, to me, should be the benchmark of Hawaii golf. It should be the headquarters of Hawaii golf. It's on the island with the biggest population. It's at one of the great tourist destinations in the world, Waikiki. Alawai needs some restoration. It needs some work. It's got a gigantic clubhouse that's totally underutilized. It has a lot of this Chicago project in it. It really does, Danielle. The difference is that I'm seeing right now in Chicago, everybody is saying, welcome, Mark Rolfing. Come and help us. We really want to do that. The minute I hear that from Alawai, I'll think it can happen. And I'm going to be out there a couple days next week during Sony. I'll tell you, I'll be out there Tuesday morning and going around with some various stakeholders in the game of golf in Hawaii. And my feeling is that should be where our Hall of Fame is located. That should be where the Aloha Section headquarters. That should be where Hawaii State Junior Golf headquarters. That should be the center of Hawaii golf.
I love it. I need to take a break on that. No, Mark Rolfing, that is awesome. Will you stay with us?
I will.
I'll be back right after this. We're with Bob Bupka, the voice of golf. He is host of the Grill Room Golf Show, and he's golf analyst on Talk Sports. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We want everyone to know that the Grill Room's official hotel partner for this Tournament of Champions is the Kapalua Villas. You can make your reservations by going to kapaluavillas.com. And when you book a Kapalua's Villa, it could be in one of three different areas, the Fairway Villas, the Ridge Villas, or the Bay Villas. And this year, we are in the Bay Villas. Beautiful views all the way to Molokai. Whales jumping all times of the day, which we can see very easily from our lanai. It just doesn't get any better.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Jordan Spieth, as I defend my title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, we have a really incredible leaderboard. We're at the SBS Championship, the SBS Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. And tied for first is Justin Thomas and Ryan Moore. And then there's Patrick Reed and Jimmy Walker and Jason Duffner and Hideki Matsuyama and Tony Finau and Fabio Gomez. He's the Sony Open in Hawaii defending champion. He won at Sony, and that's why he's here at the Tournament of Champions. So Mark Rolfing is with me, of course, NBC and Golf Channel analyst, Bob Bupka, Talk Sport analyst. Ben Hongo from Kapalua Golf Academy, Director of Golf, is here. So, or rather, Director of Instruction. I just gave you a raise. So I'm looking at, you know, next week is the Sony Open. We've got this. I need to talk to you guys about Justin Thomas and Ryan Moore. Ryan Moore does not have a long game. You know, 600-yard 18th must be something for Ryan Moore to be hitting off the tee there. But the question you just brought up, Mark Rolfing, and I have to say, off, you know, it was off the air. Tiger Woods, says Mark Rolfing, should be playing at the Sony Open in Hawaii. My question is, would they give him a sponsor's invite?
I think they would, Danielle. He just announced that he's going to play 4 out of 5 weeks, and it's pretty clear that the Tiger is real interested in getting back into competitive golf, and he needs to play in some tournaments. My theory is he shouldn't have taken quite as much time off between the Bahamas and San Diego, which is going to be his first tournament. I thought Sony would be perfect for him for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's going to be important for Tiger to go to places he's never been and played, because I think that environment and the people that haven't seen him in a long time will really embrace him and sort of carry him on their shoulders the way he did earlier in his career. The other thing is Tiger is not going to overpower a golf course anymore, and I don't believe the best golf courses for him are going to be the big ones. I think he will play better on the smaller shot-making kind of courses, because if you take a look at Justin Thomas, the last thing that Tiger Woods wants to do is go out and play against a guy like Justin Thomas on the plantation
course. Exactly. Now, isn't Ryan Moore a more shot-making player?
He is. I'll tell you what's happened to Ryan Moore. The Ryder Cup has changed his career. I think I have never seen a guy change like Ryan Moore did. When he got picked for that Ryder Cup team, and when the other 11 guys and the captains put their confidence in Ryan Moore and sent him out there, and he got that winning point at the Ryder Cup, it just changed his whole dynamic. And even watching him walk around and interact up in the grill room with the other players, this is a new Ryan Moore. Look out for this guy now. Whether he hits it a long way or not isn't going to matter.
This is awesome, and it's an awesome field. It's a beautiful golf course. And right now we have Chris Strauss joining us. He is the director, I shouldn't say that. He is vice president of sales and marketing for Troon Golf. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Aloha. Thank you for having me on. This has been
absolutely
a great week here.
And of course, Bob Bupka is here, and Ben Hongo is here. Mark Rolfing, you know, is here. We're having an absolutely fabulous time. Troon Golf not only manages the plantation course, but also the bay course and the Kamehameha golf course and the Kahili course on Maui. And I just got this fabulous offer that I just wanted to share with my listeners. If you book online, if you go to kahiligolf.com and you enter in the promo code RadioGolf, you get $10 off their best available rate. That is so cool. That's at the Kahili Golf Course. So take advantage of that offer. It's kahiligolf.com. The promo code is RadioGolf, and that's a $10 off best available rate. So tell us, Chris Strauss, VP of Sales and Marketing, what do you want to see here at Kapalua Golf?
Well, I think what I'm hoping for is what's being delivered, and that, you know, great weather, a golf course in just exceptional condition, and a really strong leaderboard, and a lot of excitement. So it seems like that's delivering all fronts. It was been awesome the past few days to, you know, watch the players and their families enjoy Kapalua, enjoy the golf courses, enjoy the resort, have this perfect weather, whales breaching out off of the coast, as golfers are teeing off one, and it's just been picture perfect. And what a great way to showcase the great golf here at Kapalua, the great golf on Maui, and for all those folks on the mainland where the weather is not so great, the beautiful islands of Hawaii.
It is absolutely spectacular on television. Watching Golf Channel on NBC as well this weekend, you can see it all, and it is gorgeous. And if you're in the UK, I certainly hope somebody is running it. Bob Bufka, do they show any of the SBS Tournament of Champions in the UK? Do you know?
On Golf Channel, yeah, they do. And first off, I want to say thank you to Chris for hosting a lovely party the other night. That was deeply appreciated. You know, the media, we get together and we come up with new ideas on how we can make the event sound better. And I think a lot of positive feedback came out of that party, Chris. And, you know, having it, we're deeply appreciative of that. And I wanted to get that message to you.
Well, thank you very much. Again, very kind of you. Again, this is just as much fun for us hosting as it is for everyone, you know, that's playing, competing, for the spectators that are taking in the action. And certainly it's a passion for this, you know, we're all in this business for usually one reason. It's because golf is our passion. And that's true no matter whether it's Ben Hongo or whether it's Alex Nakajima or Kelly Williams or myself. And so certainly, we enjoy what we do, and we're blessed and honored to be entrusted with the management here at Kapalua, running just two great golf courses, a great golf academy, the tennis facility, Pineapple Grill, et cetera. So glad everyone at the event can experience various slivers of that. And for those listening, we look forward to hosting you for your golf trip, your little off-island getaway. You know, again, and I know you have a great internet listenership. I feel for the folks in the southeast and back east that are getting pummeled with snow right now. Just want to let them know that the weather is great in Maui, and pack your clubs and come on out.
Yes, there is no doubt that coming to Maui is worth every moment of your time, saving your money, putting it all together, taking a chunk of time, flying over here, and make it 10 days. Because if you is four or five, you'll just wish that you added a couple of more days. You will just so relax. I came from Oahu. Oahu, if you're in a metropolitan area, the whole place is, there's this constant shaking or this vibrating from just the people, the traffic, all of the input. You're being torn this way and that. And on Maui, it's like, whew, you just get to relax. I'm over at the Sheraton Maui Resort, and I've got my bean bags and the floater of the pool, and I make myself this fantastic lounge, and away the current just takes me. I'm just like floating along. So what I want you to do is think about that. Chris Strauss, I warned you that I would ask you this question. You know, when Dana Garmany talked about making it more appealing for all of the winners, every one of the winners, the Henrik Stensons, the Rory McIlroys, those guys, to get over here. Tiger Woods came, Phil Mickelson, I guess he doesn't like it because of his knees or something. But should they win, we want them all to come. Do you know what he was thinking?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to be working in collaborative fashion. All the stakeholders being, you know, the resort partners, the Hawaii Convention and Visitor Bureaus, you know, and the current sponsors and the future sponsors yet to come. So we're putting a plan in place that bring all the stakeholders together and, you know, have some some good proactive outreach to the tour winners. And you've heard it, some of the quotes, and you've seen some players on tour, you know, comment after they win, like, oh, great, I get to go to Kapalua now. And
that's right.
You know, our goal is to amplify that and working in collaborative fashion to make that even make that message even stronger, to make sure all the players are saying that, almost to the extent I heard it yesterday in a meeting with some of the golf leaders, make it like we're going to Disneyland,
right?
Kind of an experience where when you know, we hear it from Jordan, we hear it from some of the players that are great, strong supporters of the tournament, and our goal is to make sure that all those players are singing that praise and have Kapalua on the radar as they're walking up 18 with their first victory or their 10th victory.
Well, yeah, Troon Golf has a huge presence around the world. I mean, you're everywhere. You're in the UK, you're in the Far East, you're in the Near East, you're everywhere. You're a huge corporation with a lot of partners. So I can, if anybody can do it, I can see that you can do it. And it's great to have you a part of this, a part of Maui and a part of the SBS Tournament of Champions. And thank you so much for your hospitality. It's been wonderful. I know you have a meeting, and I'm not sure we're at 7:31. Are you late for that meeting?
Yeah, they're waiting for me, but that's fine. So I'll let you all go. I know you have some folks in that area there that are well-versed to talk some great golf and to keep the momentum going and talk about all that makes Kapalua great and all that's going to make the SBS Tournament of Champions a wonderful weekend finish.
Yes, so it's going to be a fabulous finish. Thank you so much for calling in, Chris Strauss. He's a local boy. He went to Kaiser. You remember him? He's that Chris, just in case you're like, I know his voice. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks for covering the event and for covering Kapalua. Aloha.
Of course. 19 years strong. Ben Hongo is here, Director of Instruction. Tell me, when you see Ryan Moore playing the Plantation course and Justin Thomas against him, who's got the advantage?
I think on this golf course, obviously, I think Justin's got the advantage because of the length. This golf course is, you know, fairly open. And I think I've heard Mark talk about this golf course a few years ago, where he was talking about it's a golf course of angles, and you have to get your, you know, if you're hitting your tee shot really well, long, and you can get yourself on the right part, you know, correct area of the fairway. For example, let's just say number 7. You know, yesterday where the pin was, I think it was a lot better angle if you're on the left side of the fairway. And I'm not really sure where the pin is today, but if it's on the left side, you probably want to be on the right side. The fairway seems to be wide, but you know, I think it's a golf course of angles. Guys that can really drive the ball well, I think that's a huge advantage because of that fact.
You know, he's absolutely right, Daniel. Stats are so misleading on the Plantation course. Jordan Spieth had 33 putts on Thursday, and all the analysts are saying he didn't putt very well. That wasn't the case at all. The fact was he was putting from the wrong place. And you can look at 33 putts and say bad putting day. Wasn't at all. It was all about angles, and he had all the bad ones that day.
Isn't that interesting, though? And so, well, Ryan Moore, he's not as long, but he's tied for first with Justin Thomas. How is he pulling that off?
Well, again, I think he's probably placing himself in a good spot. And he's probably, especially on this golf course, you know, if you get a putt, you know, let's just say, again, I'll go back to 7 yesterday, but if you left that your second shot short, I mean, you're just kind of just nudging the ball. You may have a, you know, 20-footer, but, you know, it's going to feel like it's a 40-footer just because it's straight downhill, down grain. So he's probably controlling that. I'm not really sure what – I haven't looked at his stats and everything, but I'm sure he's really controlling that, and I'm sure he's putting very well.
The other thing is the rain that you alluded to, Danielle, has really leveled the playing field in a lot of ways. This is the rough is more of a factor this week than I've ever seen it at Kapalua.
And some of the shorter holes where before the players would just stand up and smash drivers like number six up on top of the mountain. That is absolutely not a correct shot up there this week because that wet, rough down short of the green is no good at all. Number 14, absolutely no reason to pull out a driver and try and drive it on 14 now because the rough is a problem around the green. So I think the softness of the course has really leveled the playing field and given guys like Ryan Moore a better chance.
Yeah, and, you know, just if you are just tuning in, it rained 52 or 57 days before this tournament. We have the most glorious weather now. We're on a mountain, and, of course, it's draining. But this grass is thick, and when you walk through it, you can feel it holding your feet back. It's not easy even to walk through it, let alone hitting a ball out of it, and it's sticky. It's, it's holding on to everything. So when I was watching Jordan Spieth, when he hit the ball and he chunked it, that it was it a pitch or a chip? I wasn't sure because I...
Over at 15, yeah. He was trying to pitch it up that hill at 15.
Yeah, and he's like, I think he was shocked at what happened to him in that moment. But not as much as what happened on 17. So what happened on 17 for Jordan Spieth?
Well, what happened in my mind is a lot like what happened at the 12th hole at the Masters. He made a mistake off the tee, which is the same thing he did at Augusta. He hit the ball in Rays Creek. The real mistake he made, though, was when he took a drop and played too quickly without thinking what he was doing. So at Augusta, he dropped it in a bad spot, hit it back in the creek. What did he do up at the Plantation yesterday? He didn't think through what he was doing on the third shot and hit a 7-iron right through back into the hazard. Even with the bad drive, he still could have made five quite easily. But he just lost a little track of what he was doing, and he admitted to it after the round.
I was frustrated.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's the thing about it is when your emotions, it must be really, you're a player, Mark. You competed. When you get the, I have a hard time controlling my emotions just in everyday life. In competition, what do you do to bring that heat down?
Well, you know, experience is really probably the only thing that can do that. But I think that's a big spot for a caddy. And you take a look at the really good, aggressive caddies in the game today. Jim McKay does it for Phil Mickelson all the time. He is not afraid to walk into Mickelson right before Mickelson ready to hit the shot and go, whoa, 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 hang on, Phil. Let's just think about this a second. I would have liked to have seen Michael Greller maybe yesterday be a little more aggressive and just say, let's slow down a second. Dustin Johnson at the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay had his caddy said, hey, two putts, you're playing better than Spieth. Two putts from here, you'll beat him in an 18-hole playoff tomorrow. The caddy might have been a little more aggressive, slowed him up. They play a big role, and I think that might have helped Jordan a little bit yesterday up there.
Excellent. Bob Bubka, what did you see?
I'm fascinated listening to Ben and Mark. So you and I, Danielle, we're going to form a new company, and we're going to offer our services to players coming over to play in the Tournament of Champions. They're going to get to go around with Mark and Ben and be able to be told where to hit it, where not to hit it, when to use driver, when not to use driver, and we'll take early booking because I know once word gets out, every player in this field is going to want to have that same knowledge. But, you know, Mark brought up a good point about caddy, and you're talking about Justin Thomas, you know, tied to the lead. You know, on his bag is a caddy by the name of Jimmy Johnson. He used to be a player down in South Africa, a longtime caddy for Steve Stricker. Probably as knowledgeable and as a steadying force that you'll ever see. He doesn't. You look at him, you think he's not doing anything. But if you listen to Justin Thomas, he's doing a lot. So the point Mark brought up about caddy stepping in, it's a hard thing because caddies are fearful that if they step in and it doesn't work out, then they get to blame, and then suddenly there's somebody else on the bag.
Yes.
But we're going to start that business. Ben and Mark, teaching how to play Kapalua.
We're taking bookings now, but we have to take a real quick break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Alan Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wailea January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, Vijay Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, KJ Choi. Big drama and big money for Hawaii charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Check it out at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
What a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we are back. We are in the media center. The clubhouse is in the media center at the SBS Tournament of Champions, Kapalua. If you're coming to watch, and you really should, because it's a beautiful day, just come stroll the course. You don't have to walk all 18. It's long. I talked to an honorary observer. An honorary observer is someone who pays, but they get to walk inside the ropes with two players. And they get to be like, right. I was an honorary observer once at the Sony Open in Hawaii. It is such a cool experience. Of course, walking the Sony Open at Wailea is a little bit different than walking the Plantation Course for the SBS Tournament of Champions, which both of the honorary observers pointed out to me. I said, that must have been a really cool experience. And they said, that was a long walk. But they had a really good time. They really enjoyed themselves. So it's very, very nice to be here. And you really should come. But you got to park. Park at the Lahaina Civic Center. There's no parking here at the entrance to the golf course. There's hardly any parking down here. I see the surfers going a little bit further. Mark Rolfing, what is the name of that little bay? That
would be Honolulu Bay.
So they're all going to Honolulu Bay because the waves are pumping and the current is strong. I didn't want to go in the ocean. I decided to go to the pool. I think I mentioned that earlier. So Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction, is with us. And Bob Bupka, the voice of golf, of course, Talk Sport, and the host of the Grill Room Golf Show. We're all here. And we're at the Tournament of Champions, SBS Tournament of Champions. So great to be here. We're talking about playing this golf course. And Bob Bupka suggested that we create a company. I'm not sure why you and I need to be the company when these two guys, Ben Hongo and Mark Rolfing, they could just cut us out completely. They don't need to give us no money.
No, we signed an exclusive contract with them. We won't, an ironclad contract that we won't let them out.
So, but Mark was telling us a little bit, you know, trying to read the greens. I was watching 17. I think everybody was watching 17. What makes 17 so hard? Mark Rolfing, you first.
Well, the size of the green is big. The other thing is the way the green is sort of canted, almost every putt that you have on 17 is cross grain, cross slope. Very rarely do you have a putt that's straight down the hill or straight up the hill. Almost everything is across on 17, and it's an optical illusion. It appears like the back of the green is higher than the front, which people think means the ball is going to break to the left if you're on the right-hand side down toward the gulch. When in fact, that's not the case at all. It breaks completely the other direction. So the putts aren't mishit at 17 as much as they're misread.
Misreading. Ben Hongo, how do you go about teaching people to read these greens when you're doing a playing lesson?
I think first thing you have to really understand, like Mark's saying, you have to understand where the slope is really going. I'm in a belief that the grain follows downhill more than, you know, the setting sun or the west. And I really feel like the drainage of the water off the green is what really creates this rain. Fortunately here, or maybe unfortunately here at Kapalua, the drainage of the golf course, which is going towards Molokai and Traywick, they go in the same direction. So, you know, if you're going into the grain, let's say a Wailai, where it's a little bit flatter and maybe a little bit less wind than we get here, it doesn't seem as grainy, even though we probably use a very similar grass. So
here's a little tip too, Danielle, for the average player. One of the reasons the professionals have a big advantage over the amateur players on a course like this is they don't use carts. And when you don't use a cart, you are walking down the slope to the green, and you are feeling that slope as you walk onto the green. The amateur players drive a cart around, park it behind the green, and walk right onto the green. And if you really want to have a good look at the green, just stop for a second and take a look at the overall slope. It's harder to do when you're coming out of a golf cart onto the back of the green than the professionals who are walking down to the front of the green.
Because you get everything with your feet.
Exactly. You feel it.
The Aim Point Express, you know, that you see Lydia Ko and Adam Scott using the finger thing, and that's all based off of what they're feeling.
Exactly. It's all about the feet.
Don't let Mark fool anybody. Forget about making putts. Use a cart here, because if you walk, you'll make more putts, but you'll play about seven holes.
I'll probably make it only nine. I'd make it only nine. You know, this course does require you to be in really good shape. But let's say a lot of people, they can't come to play to the Tournament of Champions, but they want to play golf on Maui, the Bay Course. Can they play the Bay Course now?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's open.
Yeah. So you can come over to the Bay Course and play. It's a beautiful course, isn't it?
It is. I got married on the fifth hole.
Yeah.
And my little special little corner. It's right next to Mark's house.
Were you playing well when you got to five, or were you playing poorly?
Actually, it's a funny story, but I tried to talk to my wife into where I was playing. And we have a little skin team here called The Game, where I was playing the game. And, you know, this is when Marty Seidy was the director of offense. You know, I would go up to Marty and we start off on number 10. So by the time we get to number 5, it would have been about 3 o'clock. I could have gotten married on the team, played the rest of the round, and we would have settled up the bet at my reception. But he didn't go for that.
What is it about guys? How do you spend your bridal party organized stuff like that? Ben!
I don't know. I'm surprised she actually married me after that suggestion.
Me too.
You better think of an answer when you get home tonight. I would suggest that about what happened before.
She's probably at home. She'd be there.
We have some fabulous names. In Jordan Spieth, of course. Jordan Spieth said he's shot himself out of the tournament, that maybe you could play up into the top 5, maybe, depending on how other people play. I thought that was kind of defeatist, but it was realistic. There's Dustin Johnson in this field, and we're watching Dustin Johnson, and he said, I think in an interview with one of the reporters who's here, that, you know, what I did last year doesn't mean anything. It's what I do this year. And I know what the recipe is for victory. Is there really a recipe for victory, Mark?
I think the recipe over the next couple of days, Danielle, is going to be the weather conditions. The fact is, if you are seven shots behind like Spieth, or Dustin Johnson, who's five behind, Johnson and Day are five behind, that doesn't sound like that many shots. But when the wind's not blowing, it's a lot of shots. So the guys that are chasing right now, Jordan, Jason Day, they are hoping for some windier conditions because the tougher the course plays, the better chance they're going to have to make up a big deficit. When it's calm, everybody's going low and it's harder to catch up.
Yeah, and how are they going to make a mistake? There are two names on this board, Tony Finau and Hideki Matsuyama. Hideki, I think you were talking about this on Golf Channel. He's won four of his last five tournaments. Is that right?
He's the hottest player on the planet. The comment I made was he plays an American style of golf more than any of the top Japanese players I've seen. Back when I was playing in the day, which is a mighty long time ago, it was difficult for the Japanese players to travel because they have a different kind of grass over there. It's stickier. The greens are much slower. They had these little pop strokes. It was windier. They were low ball hitters for the most part, and they had difficulty coming to America to play. But Matsuyama has an American-style game. Keep your eye on Finau, though. I'll tell you a quick story about Tony Finau before I run here.
Yeah.
He was over here in 2009 playing in June Jones' charity tournament at the Plantation Course. He had barely turned pro, had no aspirations at that point of even being on the PGA Tour. And this was like his Augusta National. And he said to me, Mark, someday I'm going to play in the Tournament of Champions.
Wow.
And that was 7 years ago. And now here he is. And he's just kind of looking at this like if he were a kid growing up at Augusta playing in the Masters. Well, that's what this is, Tony Finau, this week.
That's awesome because he has his brother. Wasn't his brother that was the big one everybody thought was going to be the big PGA?
Skipper.
Yeah, Skipper. Yeah. Oh, Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf Channel. And, of course, I love saying this, the founder and president of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. Thanks so much. Will I see you at the Sony? You'll be there, right?
You will. Week from today. Book it.
Book it. You're on.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Talk to you then. We're going to come
Thanks,
back
Mark.
And talk to with Bob Bupka, Voice of Golf, Ben Hongo, and my friend, Caitlin O'Riordan. You gave me such a wonderful evening last night. We took advantage of the s'mores pit, the little fire pit. We had so much fun. It's at the Sheraton Maui. You got to go stay and play. We'll be back right after this with Caitlin. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Patrick Reed, as I try to win my second title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open. January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We are in the media center. This is the SBS Tournament of Champions. Justin Thomas, Ryan Moore tied for the lead. There is Patrick Reed, who played some brilliant golf. I mean, there are some birdies out there. Look at Jordan Spieth. He had 9 birdies. He almost said, I could have had 11. I just missed a couple of short putts. And then there were 7. There were 7 on 17. It was a really unfortunate moment in time. But, you know, that was then. This is now. We have not only Jason Duffner had a great time. Jimmy Walker, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Fabian Gomez, Daniel Berger, Jim Herman, they're all there. But we're going to talk with Caitlin O'Riordan, because I have to tell you, the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa is a fabulous, you know, it's my home away from home. When I come to Maui, I stay at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, celebrating 54 years on the beach at Ka'anapali. And it is really a dream vacation, a premier location for your dream Hawaiian vacation, right on Ka'anapali Beach. The Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, it's romantic, but it's family and it's sporting, and there are tennis courts and fitness center right along a golf course. It's everything you wanted. And then they've got the cliff diving, and every night the guys come out with the conch, they blow the shell, you hear the conch, and it's this haunting sound that kind of reverberates against the hotel and the cliffs themselves, and the guys are diving off Black Rock. It's really spectacular. Then you've got the whales. The whales are breaching, and you've got the dolphins. It's just wonderful, wonderful. And they've got this great experience called Sea S'more Whales. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, the sea is spelled S-E-A. S'more, of course, is like s'mores, S'more, whales, at Sheraton Maui. You came up with this this fun promotion that includes, does it include the s'mores?
It does. So every year for whale season, which expands from about November through April, we put together a unique package for guests to book so that they can experience whale season, which is one of the most magical times to visit Maui. So this year, we combined one of our guests' favorite offerings, which is our s'mores experience, with access to our Nahoku Club Lounge, which sits above Black Rock and is a perfect spot for whale watching. And then guests that book the package will also be doing something good for the local community, where $25 will be donated to Maui's Pacific Whale Foundation. So it's a great way to experience whale season, and it's fun for families or couples.
It is, and you can book online. It's all you have to do is go check Whale Pack. It's WHALEPKG. Let me ask you, can residents come to the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa and do the s'mores experience, let's say, after dinner?
The s'mores experience, as of now, is only for in-house guests, just because
it's for in-house guests.
You just have to go for
a Kama Aina getaway. That's all there is to it. Because I had so much fun. Let me just paint the picture. You're on the ocean, okay? And there's these gigantic. I'm gonna post this in my column, and I'll have it on my Twitter page and Facebook. But there's this big iron cauldron, and it has the most fantastic patterns, kind of that have been cut out of the iron. And so in the pit, the fire is glowing through those patterns that have been cut out, and you walk and there's chairs, and you get a bag, and it's got the marshmallows, and it's got the chocolate, and it's got Reese's, if you like Reese's instead of regular Hershey. And it's got everything you need with the sticks. And then you sit on your chair, and you roast your marshmallows, and you're looking at the ocean, and the stars are absolutely revealed to you. It's so dark right there along the ocean. It's beautiful. It's who came up with this wonderful kit that serves between 4 and 5 people? And you've got the traditional, of course, plus there's cinnamon and sprinkles and a selection of chocolates. Then the local style, if you want to do that with a sliced pineapple and strawberries and bananas and macadamia nuts and coconut flakes. And there's Lihimori sugar and Maui cookies and chocolates and marshmallows and graham cracker. It's just wonderful. What a great idea.
Yeah, so leading into summer, we wanted to introduce a new offering that would be fun for families and also couples that want to experience the outdoors in the evening. And it's the perfect spot to be able to roast s'mores with your family while also watching our cliff dive ceremony, which obviously we're very well known for. But we wanted to give it a little bit of local flair, which is why we came up with the local s'mores kit that incorporates some local Maui ingredients. And then for guests that would prefer the traditional, they can go that route as well.
It's wonderful. It's really Caitlin O'Riordan. What a wonderful time I'm having. And we went to dinner last night. And
you got to try Black Rock Kitchen's new menu.
Beg your pardon?
You got to try Black Rock Kitchen's new menu.
Yes. Wow. It's so delicate. The tastes are bright. They jump into you. I mean, I had the bisque, the sweet potato bisque. It is divine. And the fish is exquisite. Everything was so well done. I'm looking forward to having your chef on the air real soon. What is his name?
I'm so glad. Yeah, Executive Sous Chef Chris Lederer just joined our team in September, and he works with Executive Chef Greg Gaspar, but his primary focus now is Black Rock Kitchen. So he just introduced a brand new menu in the restaurant that really highlights the diversity of Hawaii's ingredients, from fresh local catch to tender meats and island-grown vegetables and starches. So you'll see a lot of local products throughout the menu items that he's introduced, and there's been a very positive response, so we're excited to share it with more locals and visitors to Maui.
Excellent, excellent. And the bread, oh, Caitlin O'Riordan, thank you so much. Really a wonderful time with you. And I love the Sherrick Maui Resort and Spa. Thanks for being on with me.
Thanks so much, Danielle.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk some more with Ben Hongo. He's the director of instruction at the Kapalua Golf Academy. And of course, Bob Bupka, voice of golf and host of the Grill Room Golf Show. It's on TuneIn Radio. And he's the correspondent for Talk Sport. 3 million listeners. And soon Jeff Babineau from Golf Week will be joining us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wailea January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, Vijay Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, KJ Choi. Big drama and big money for Hawaii charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Check it out at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath. Rip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And Bob Bupka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show and correspondent for Talk Sport in the UK, and he's the author of Ryder Cup Golf's Greatest Events. And Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, the Kapalua Golf Academy, are both with me here in the beautiful media center at Kapalua's Plantation Course. We're talking about the field, the conditions, and the beauty of playing on Maui. Of course, we don't want to over... This is a golf tournament like any other, or is it, Bob Bupka?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, you have to be a winner to be here. And I think, Danielle, for your listeners, maybe we could take a little advantage of Ben, who's just a fabulous teacher. You don't become a director of instruction at a facility like this unless you have a lot of talent. But I observed, Ben, over the last couple of days, Hideki Matsuyama, who I think is destined to be a major winner. I mean, he's got everything that it needs. I mean, no player from Japan has ever won a major, but I think he'll be the first. But what I observed, and you think it's beneficial, when he's on the putting green and he puts a ball down and he has a 12-foot putt, if he misses it, he gets really aggravated with himself. I mean, other guys I watch, they put a ball down, they miss it, they just hit another one, they hit another one. They don't get upset over missing. Could that be a way of improving your putting?
Yeah, I saw Hideki a couple of years ago when he was, I think he came in third place, but I saw him like on Wednesday or Tuesday. I was at the driving range, I was watching him, and he was really mad about his golf swing, and I don't know, maybe it's just the way he motivates himself. But I remember going back to the academy, and somebody asked me, hey, so what did you see it? And I said, well, I saw Hideki hit softballs, and I don't think, I told the person, I go, I don't think he's going to do well, because he just looked like he wasn't very happy with his golf game, but he came in third place. I think, I can't remember what year that was, but you know, in third place. And maybe, and you know, some people, I work with a lot of juniors, and I have a couple of juniors that when they get a bad golf shot, they laugh. You know, he just laughs and smiles, and that's the opposite, I guess. So I think you have to find, you know, as an individual, what works for you when you do hit a bad golf shot. I think it's more of an external thing than it is an internal thing. Some people just brush it off. I was watching the Golf Channel yesterday, and you know, Jordan after the round, he didn't seem to be all that upset about that seven. You know, he just kind of brushed it off, like, "All right, I made a rookie error," you know, so on, so on. But you know, I could see somebody else make, you know. I practice my putting, it's all about goals. So, I always like to get my students or even myself to, okay, let's make five footers in a row. Okay, if you miss your fourth one, you have to start over. So that's how I motivate myself. But you just have to find your own way, how you're going to keep yourself focused when you're practicing.
I want to ask you a question about Hideki Matsuyama and Ro Ishikawa. Now, Ro Ishikawa came to the States with 100 press people behind him, and they followed him everywhere. And he was the prince. And Hideki Matsuyama has been relatively under the radar by comparison. What changed in the Japanese media? Do they play a different style, or are they from different regions? I don't understand.
Well, Matsuyama's golf game, it's what everybody wants. You know, if you're a junior, and you're going, okay, I want to get some skill set. Well, what do you want to do? You want to hit that ball long and high. And that's what he does. I mean, he hits a golf ball mile high and he gets it, nearly 300 yards or however long he gets it. He's one of the longer hitters out there. He's a strong kid. I mean, just look at him. His legs are just
power.
Thighs are, yeah. I mean, he just looks like an athlete.
Right.
And, and I just think he seems to have that correct demeanor, even though he does get a little agitated and all that stuff. But he seems to be cool under the gun. And maybe he just has a better, combination of those talents than Real. So I'm not really, it's hard to just say that, hey, this is the blueprint of being a great golfer. But certainly, the last few months, Matsuyama definitely found out that magic,
yes,
whatever that might be, yeah.
Yeah, the athleticism that Hideki Matsuyama has is obvious. Where did the press corps go that used to follow all of the Japanese players?
Good question.
I know you speak Japanese, so
yeah.
I thought maybe Ben would have an insight. Yes, Bob.
Well, to answer your question, and Rio certainly had an army of Japanese media following his every move, slowly but surely, it's ramping up Hideki Matsuyama. And I can guarantee you one thing. If he wins a major next year, which he has a pretty good chance of doing, he has the talent, he has the game. Karen Sager, by the way, Karen does an outstanding job running this media room. This media room would not be big enough just for the amount of Japanese press that'll be here next year if he wins a major. I mean, his press corps is slowly growing and growing and growing. It's just not as many people in general covering golf nowadays that were covering it 10 years ago. That's why what you do is so important, because your listeners are able to have a voice of what's going on the inside.
Well, thank you for that. And what you, when you said that, it was what happened years ago at the Turtle Bay. It was a women's event, and they literally had to open up the ballroom for 60 Japanese correspondents who had come specifically to just cover their one Japanese entrant in the event. So it was just pretty amazing to see that. So what you just said is absolutely true. If Hideki wins a major, then the press will flock in to make sure he's covered. Absolutely.
Well, I think in also professional, athletic world, it's what have you done for me today?
Well, yes.
Yeah, not yesterday.
Yeah, they're not just going to follow you unless you deliver.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to take another break, and we'll be back right after this. We're talking with Bob Bupko, Voice of Golf, and of course, Talk Sport correspondent, and Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Jordan Spieth, as I defend my title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're at the SBS Tournament of Champions. This is Kapalua. This is Maui. This is an amazing vista. If you're watching on Golf Channel NBC and you'd like to come here, you really ought to, because it's just spectacular. The views are, if not better than television. The television, they're not tweaking the colors. It really looks like that. Joining us now is Jeff Babineau, senior writer, Golf Week magazine. You met him a couple weeks ago because he was on the show. Of course, Bob Bupka is with us still, and Ben Hongo, director of instruction at the Kapalua Golf Academy. We've been talking about what stands out for us during this tournament week. What is, you've been here before, what is it, what's different this time around?
Well, different, I wouldn't know if it's different, but the beauty of the place always gets me. I love coming here. I love to start the year here. It kind of refreshes the batteries. But for us, from a journalism standpoint, it's a great gathering spot. You know, I liken it to spring training in baseball, where everyone's going to have a great season, everybody's upbeat, everybody's happy to be in Hawaii. It's a great place to talk to players. So it's really a good spot for us to come to start a new year.
So you find the players much more amenable to having a chat with a journalist or a correspondent, because everything's fresh, everything's new. There's no baggage from something that happened before. They really don't want to talk about it anymore.
Right. It's a great spot. A lot of them have their families here. It's a happy week. You know, I think sometimes we kind of call it a working vacation. Ryan Moore clarified that yesterday, where he said he makes sure he's more work than vacation when he comes to a place like this, because it's a great opportunity. You know, 32 players in the field, it's a great chance to win and earn your way back here right away. And it's hard to win on the PGA Tour. So everybody here has done something very special. It's hard to win on any tour, and especially on the PGA Tour. So these guys have accomplished something. I think being here gives them that sense of accomplishment, and it kind of puts them in a happy place. That's good news for us.
Yes, it absolutely is. Well, we were at the dinner on Thursday night, and Dana Garmody said that he wanted to reach out to those who aren't coming anymore. Rory, the European, the Henrik Stensons. No one's told me what they think that could be done, other than reaching out through sponsors and possibly asking them to really, I guess, put the pressure on. Would that be the way they do it?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you hear the whole deal. It's independent contractors. That's what these guys are. And a lot of them have to build in some breaks somewhere. So I don't think you're ever going to bat 1,000 here. It's just a tough thing to do. I don't think anyone would, any of those players don't come here because they don't like to be here. It's a beautiful place. But for some, for the Europeans, it's an awful long way to go. You know, they've traveled a lot. Some have been to Australia.
Yeah.
Some China. I mean, they're global players kind of this time of year, and it's a long way to go. So I do like the fact that a lot of the younger players really embrace playing here. So your Jordan Spieth, I think if Ricky Fowler were eligible, he'd be here.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big supporter. So to have the support of the young guys, I mean, I think that bodes really well for the future. You know, they're going to keep winning. Justin Thomas, these guys, they're going to keep winning and they're going to keep coming here. So it's a tough place to bat 1,000. You're going to miss some good guys, but you're always going to have a great field here.
What reaction are you getting to the moist, thick, the verdant, lush grass?
Yeah, it's different. You know, we played a few days on the Bay course, and of course you just play different when you don't get that big run out. You know, you don't see those bombs roll forever down the 18th fairway that you used to see on TV at home. And it's different. So these guys have adjusted a little. You know, the greens are receptive, and they're making a lot of birdies. So you're always making birdies here and kind of keeping it rolling.
Well, once again, we just listen to Jeff Pavanaugh, who's a pretty good player. Not completely truthful in his journalist report. Talking about players liking to come here and accessibility to the riders. Jeff gets to play a little golf when he's here and played pretty well the other day, but he failed to mention that. He might be worried that his bosses at Golf Week are listening to the Danielle Tucker
Show.
I never said
No. You have to play a golf because otherwise, how can you report on the situation you need, right?
It's called research. I'm trying to see the agronomical conditions and try and see it for myself. And now I can't run the podcast because, you know, the bosses will be listening. So that's the good thing. With a short field, we have time for a little play. We have time for a little work. We have time for
everything. And Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. I know often players will come in. You know, they might find themselves not comfortable with something, it's because of the way the grass is playing. Have you had anybody come into the academy lately to work on something?
Meaning for
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had you know, many. We have a lot more this year.
A lot more.
And also, you remember last week it was raining. And we do, you know, we have indoor hitting bay where people can hit golf balls. And Jason Dustmeyer and Jordan Spieth was we only have one spot, so they were fighting for it.
My turn.
Yeah, and somehow Jason got the nod, and Jordan says, "I'll be back." And we get Charlie up in Boston about 45 minutes later, and we're like, "Well, Charlie, you can have it, but Jordan's got the first, you know, it's his turn, so if he shows up, you got to leave." Very well, top five, seems like every time he gets here. Looking at Gomez, I think he played pretty good last year.
Yeah, well,
and certainly
Sony Open in Hawaii.
Exactly, and certainly Walker.
Yeah,
you know, is played very well here in Kapalua, and also that's what I like. So, you know, I was in Paris back in the day, with him one here and one at Sony. So, something about the grass. I don't know. Some people just feel a little bit more comfortable with Bermuda. Certainly, when I go back to the mainland now, I felt most the other way. You know, putting on bent greens. I'm from California, so Koa is a challenge for me now because I tend to read too much break when I go back to the mainland. Whereas here, it's break point. High footers, you're always outside of the hole. You go to the mainland, high footers, you're always inside of the hole. So I rip out a lot when I go back down to the mainland. So, yes, they definitely have to adjust to the grass and the conditions.
And they've been coming into the academy to find a place to hit some balls. We have a couple minutes left in the show, and I wanted to ask, who are you watching? Jeff Babineaux, Golf Week senior writer.
Well, I mean, I'm half covering the tournament, and I'm also looking at some features for down the road. So, you know, of course, Jordan Spieth is going to be a big story going into Augusta this year, where he had the big lead on the back nine and kind of kicked it away. Looking at Bubba Watson, and we did a piece earlier this week on Pat Perez. He was a lot of fun. You know, he's played 380 tour events, and he's won two times. So that tells you how tough it is to get here. So, you know, we're half of us, you know, we're kind of watching the tournament, but we're also watching some other developments.
Right. And who do you see coming to the top of the leaderboard?
Well, I mean, Hideki is just on this incredible run, and it just he just can't seem to do any wrong these days. I watched him at the Bahamas. He just kind of held off Henrik Stenson on Sunday, but before then, he was really dominant, and he's playing and winning and filled with confidence like nobody else on that board. So he's certainly a guy to watch.
Yeah. Bob Bubka, who do you think is going to come to the top?
Well, you know, probably Hideki has the most inspiration because his entourage is about 20 people. So he has to play pretty well in order to pay all those people. But I love it when he goes to breakfast. He doesn't go to order his food. He goes to sit down where he's going to eat it, and they bring it to him. You know, and it's a sight to behold. But I don't know. You know, I really think Jimmy Walker is going to win the event. Jimmy's such a good guy and won that major last year. And, you know, in his hobby, believe it or not, he has a big telescope in New Mexico that he can access with his computer wherever he is, and he spends a lot of time at night chilling, just watching the stars and
taking pictures.
That's
and
right.
Taking pictures.
I remember talking to him about it before he, you know, won the major, and I said, "You're looking at the stars right now, but the way you're going, you're going to be one of those stars one day." And sure enough, came to it Paula's Royal last year.
And Ben?
I picked on the Matsuyama. I'm going to go with the guy with the hot stick.
Hot stick is Hideki Matsuyama.
Good pick, Ben. Good pick.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Jeff Babineaux, Golf Week.
Great to visit.
Great to visit. And, of course, Bob Bubka, host of the Grow Room Golf Show. Thank you for being on the show.
My
you
honor,
can always
man,
find
my
the Grow Room Golf Show at TuneIn, or if you're in the UK, just listen to Talk Sports. You know, he's Talk Sports golf analyst. Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction. We can always come and get tips from you, can't we, at Kapalua Golf Academy.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think I want to come and hit the ball. Okay? Can we drop in?
Yeah,
all right. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. The Sony Open in Hawaii, I'll be broadcasting live, first full field event of the PGA Tour of the new year, of course, at the Wailea Country Club. It's January 9th to the 15th, 2017. Sony Open in Hawaii.com. You can get your tickets at any First Hawaiian Bank branch. And I want to thank all of the volunteers who came out and made this fabulous event, the SBS Tournament of Champions and the Sony Open in Hawaii, as great as it is. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. Kauai South Shore Gem, Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can turn your building or your company or your home project into artwork. Seriously, Futurestone, only the best. Creative plumbing, whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a little townhouse, you just call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business. It's Rainer Doors. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.